This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Welcome to Follow the Sound. I'm your host, Brian Kroc. Each week we explore a different aspect of music, be it albums, concerts, or even just the artists themselves. I hope you all had a wonderful new year. I know I did. I've been super busy with random stuff, though, which is why I haven't really produced a show. But we're getting back into the swing of things, and hopefully some good and exciting stuff will be coming to the show in the near future. I will let you know about that when it actually comes up, though. But until then, just wait with anticipation. So today, we're going to do a band from Australia. Why? Because I like Australian bands. I can't help it. I actually keep track of the REO awards and their charts just because it is what I do. I like searching what they got. Now, they do have a lot of American music that pops up over there, but you find in there, in their charts, the like a listing of Australian artists, and you find some really good ones out there. So, let me tell you a little story about how I found out about this band, of which they are named Boy and Bear. My wife and I were in Vancouver. Yes, we were out of the country in Vancouver, and we were just enjoying ourselves there on actually what was a very sunny day. And if you've never been to Vancouver, you can take water taxis to different places. So we jump on a water taxi, we go, we do some shopping in Granville Island and pick up some stuff. And then as we're heading back, there are these three guys who also then get on the boat at like the next stop. And these guys are talking to the captain of the boat, who is this younger lady. I don't remember how old she might have been or any of that, but I just remember she was there and she was driving the boat. And the three guys started talking to her, and they started telling her, you know, that they were there from Australia, and they were in a band. And she goes, oh, what band? And they go, Boy and Bear, we're playing tonight. And my wife leans over to me, and she's like, I actually know who these guys are. So when we both got off at the exact same stop, my wife goes up to them, starts talking to them a little bit, and they offer us tickets to their show that night. And I was like, this is awesome. We're in another country here. We're chilling out in Vancouver. We got nothing to do that night anyway. You know, we were probably just going to go meander around somewhere. It's like, but no, we got a concert that we can go to. And like, we're on the list. You know, it was so like just a nice rock and roll moment for me, at least. So we go to the concert, and I remember the band that opened. They were really good. Had a good time just hanging out there. We ended up chatting with a couple of people who were kind of surprised, you know, just random Americans showing up at a show. But Boy and Bear gets on, and mind you, I'd never listened to their music. I'd never really paid attention to, you know, I mean, there's a lot of bands that come through. There's a lot of bands that exist out there that I'll never be able to hear just because, you know, the circles don't connect somewhere. But I'd never listened to them. And when they started playing song after song after song, I realized that these guys were just really special. They have sort of a unique sound in them. They're sort of folk rock. But the thing that really hooked me was the sheer level of poetry in their music. You'll hear it when we play the album, but something about them really, really got into me. And I immediately, when we got home, started looking for their music, and I got their album Harley Quinn Dream. And the first song on the album, I swear, just like hooked me again. And so that's the album we're going to go through today. The first song on the album is called Southern Sun, and it is actually probably my favorite song on the entire album. I listen to this one quite often. So here is Southern Sun. In
was it there? that night. A conjuring, I held on to that moment in life just to make it alive. Sit out there in the cover, in the baskings of a holy night. And I was lucid and conscious, and hovering like a firefly. My mind stretched out on the canopy, it put its arms out slow. And I heard the whispers of silence floating down from the radio. So come on, come on, I'm ready now. I got the feeling, honey, like I'm ready to roll. You see, I'm not gonna wait till the end, 'cause I got the burning fire in the bed of my soul. Saw the light from a kettle gun, 16 days under a southern sun. And there were times when I thought that.
So, as you can hear there, they've just got this really tight sound. Just those lovely hits that they do, and that guitar riff, and man, it's just, it's something special, I swear. Like, I listen to this song and I think of things like Fleetwood Mac, just with the way that they incorporate the rhythm behind everything. And then, you've got the lead singer, Dave Hoskins, who, I don't know, like, there's something in his delivery that, is very emotional and yet not just all power. He's not just like, you know, yelling lines or anything like that. I don't know. There, like I said, there's just something about this band that clicks with me, man. But let's get on to the next song, which is called Old Town Blues. I love this guitar part in the beginning.
Tonight.
Old Town Blues, and I like that because it's a driving kind of song, but it's still not like just overpowering, and really good harmony parts and the multiple guitar parts, just a well put together song. But let's get on to the next one, which is Harlequin Dream.
Harlequin Dream. not saying it's been easy, but you know.
There was the title track of the album, Harley Quinn Dream. And like I said, they really utilize those rhythmic hits of guitar and then this great sustained beat in the background and the harmony parts that they throw on top of it. It's just they put together songs in a very, very good and artistic way. And it's, you know, pretty evident from just the album itself that they were nominated for a few awards in Australia because of this album, and you know, it was well deserved. But let's go ahead and move on to the next song, which is called Three-Headed Woman.
And I had one of those dreams. In a sweat, and I've been ripping off my skin to see what's on the inside, to see what's going on. Oh, but I hate you sometimes for making me.
That was Three-Headed Woman, and I love it because it's got that kind of shuffle beat behind it. It's not a strong shuffle, more like an old blues shuffle. And but the thing, like I said, in all of these songs, they are layered so well, just different parts that are interweaving with each other, like different guitar parts and that piano in the background, all there with the acoustic guitar. And the drums just filling in nicely. And I cannot speak more highly of this album or of this band. But let's move on to the next one. Next one's called Bridges.
Get up and dance, go. I'm in a rock and roll band that makes me more. I'm drunk and I'm easy, but I'm in need of your body and nothing more. it's up to you now, honey. So what am I dreaming of now? I've got the best now, honey. So what am I dreaming of now? And all my friends think
I'm so sad. This song reminds me more of a 90s alternative rock band, just with the effects on the guitar and the chord progression. And I think it really shows the diversity that the band can do. They can do something that's a little bit darker or more rock oriented than some of the other songs on the album. But let's move on to the next one, which is called A Moment's Grace. I really love this chord progression and the banjo in the background.
I was born this way. I've been living a lie, they say. So when it brought me to my knees, well, I had everything. So tell me, would you please? How could I possibly have needed so much more? I was craving some kind of labor, so I might find a friend in all the aching in my muscles as they hurt. Oh, won't you put in my hands to work to ease my mind? And you realize in a moment's grace, you've been unraveling the fact. And you pick a line down the wall and trace until the end. And when you walk back sorry with a folding body like you should, no, I am not gonna die this way.
So it's not that far of a comparison to throw this song in with bands like Mumford & Sons, even though it's really, really subdued. Just lyrically speaking and melodically speaking, it sounds like something that Mumford & Sons would possibly release. But it wasn't done by them. It was done by Boy & Bear, and that's why I like this song, because it's just so good. And so simple. And I love simplicity in music. I love complexity in music too. But if you can really pull off something that simple, then you've done something really amazing. It's like making a dish, you know, with only like three ingredients and it just being stellar. It's just, it seems to me that it's harder to make a good song with very little than it is to make a good song with a lot. But that's just my opinion. If you disagree with me, you can always message me or post something on Facebook, and I will gladly engage in dialogue with you. But let's get on to the next song, which is called End of the Line.
The end of the line, a calamity at first sight. The man and me don't walk right. Pebble in my shoe. But you were a wanderer, competent one in there. So it caught me by surprise, this vulnerability that I never thought I had. But you've tried so hard to say oh. I'm
So that's end of the line. Obviously, a lot of country influence, a little bit of rockabilly in there, and a bit of folk. And, you know, you can't help but enjoy a song that's just nice and lighthearted sounding like that one. But let's get on to the next one, which is called Back Down the Black. That was Back Down the Black, and once again, another pretty simplistic song, except when that chorus kicks in, it gets, you know, a bit bigger and a bit better, and, you know, it's just a quality song. And I like the fact that they at least changed up the time signature, at least, you know, for one song. I hate it when bands just sort of stick to the standard 4-4 through everything. It's just, I don't know, it can get dull sometimes, but Boy and Bear didn't do that. So, on to the next one. It's called Real Estate.
Such a fool, I've been only running scared. I use my conscience as a way to get through. Well, all my friends were drifting in the glow of love lights and tangerine. All my fortunes came. You know, I've got something on my mind these days. It's calling me this time, but I can't say in front of you. So maybe I'm just not that kind. God only knows I've tried. I'm your feather made of stone in the hat you had forgotten.
So as you can hear, it's kind of a weird song. They just used a little bit different instrumentation, but it's good and upbeat, even if it is still subdued. And that's, you know, sometimes you just want that. Sometimes you want something that's just a little bit quieter and a little bit laid back. I can honestly tell you, though, this album is great for driving because of this kind of song. I don't know, the miles seem to pass a little bit faster when you've got these slightly upbeat, mellow songs, you know, and it makes you want to drive through the middle of America with cornfields surrounding you and watching as signs go by. But that's just me. course, I'm in Middle America, and I see that all the time on my way to work, which is the reason why I listen to this album quite a bit. But the next song is called Stranger. Stranger, and once again, that slightly more upbeat kind of mellow rock sound, just that really good hook on the guitar, and these really, really great lyrics from Dave. You know, it's this is a quintessential boy and bear kind of song, and I really like this one. But we got one more to get through, and that is Arrow Flight. Once again, that kind of shuffle beat, the guitar part, and that great keyboard.
Maybe that's okay, it's proof I'm healing. I'm an anchor, and I'm weighing on your mind. Oh, it's true, oh, you met me.
So that was Harley Quinn Dream, the album by Boy and Bear. And who knew that a random getting on a water taxi in Vancouver would lead to me finding a band that really, really, I listened to this album many times just over and over again, especially in the last year. Just because, like I said, it's great for listening to in the car. But I'm going to be following this band for as long as they're producing music. And frankly, I'll probably follow members of the band, even if for some reason the band decides to break up. But, you know, Dave, Killian, Tim, John, Dave, you guys just are making some killer, killer music. And I know in Australia, they definitely appreciate you. And I'm hoping that you just get bigger and bigger as your music spreads out across the world, because I honestly believe that Boy and Bear needs to be bigger than what they are, at least in America. But I'm hoping that they come back through. I definitely want to see them again. And, but it's sometimes a bit hard for the Australian bands to make it all the way over and do big tours and stuff. But I'm hoping that they come back through so I can go through and see them, at least one more time. And, I hope that you've really enjoyed this album, because it's definitely one of my my go-tos when I'm heading out. And, if you enjoy listening to this program, I suggest that you go to followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon. From there, that takes you to Amazon, and you can do all of your normal shopping that you would normally do. And then we get a little bit of cut, of what you spend. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It's just you shopping and us getting a little bit of money just for the referral itself. And that can really help us continue to make shows like this. So that's followthesoundpodcast.com/Amazon, and then shop away. But for me, Brian Kroc, this has been Follow the Sound, and I hope that you have enjoyed listening to Harley Quinn Dream by Boy and Bear. And remember, if you hear it, follow the sound.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.